This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, it's always refreshing to get back with all of you. And I worry about you when I'm gone. Yeah, I always do. Every time I have to be separated from you, and I lost my mother before I turned 5 years old. So I have separation anxiety. I don't know what could happen to you. Because let's face it, the biggest existential threat to mankind, climate change, could be the reason why you don't get the show back up and listen to me. I never know when it's going to strike. And get this, I know you must live in amazing neighborhoods because when the icebergs all melted, you still managed to get here in order to hear me. Or maybe you're just up on that house on the hill, and when the oceans flooded, it didn't do anything to mess with your landscape. Surprisingly, I live down with the sodomites, and I'm okay too. Welcome, folks. Glad you're here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. I love, you know, when I'm thinking about my audience and thinking about all the things that we have to put up with on a daily basis. When you're away from me, what you get bombarded with, and I'm going to hope that you have gone to the Kevin Jackson Network University and you say, Kevin, I am now a graduate, and you are becoming immune to the outside interference that the left is putting on you. I hope this is what's going on here because I don't want to think I'm wasting my time. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. By the way, you still look as lovely as ever. The guys out there, let me tell you who you are. Let me describe for you who I know you to be. See, you are handsome. Toxically masculine, conservative men, pragmatist to a fault. Do I really need to add the conservative in describing men? Given that there's no such animal on the leftist as a man. You cannot be a leftist man. Conservative men, let me explain to you. You guys are the real men of America. I am among you. I'm not just saying you. I mean you and me. We. That is our pronoun. And thank you guys out there who come in and tune into the Kevin Jackson Network to listen to me pontificate and give you some great ideas about who you are because you are not one of those Ken Doll leftist eunuchs. And you show those guys that male naughty bits are not detachable. No, their wives can. Your wives don't unscrew yours and stick them in their purses or put them up on a mantelpiece for when the girls come by for bridge. No, yours stay intact all the time. They do not leave your body. But the left, theirs come off. And the little tiny ones, sometimes they have trouble finding them when their women go, when they say, listen, where'd you put mine? And the wife has to dig through her purse and go, I don't know, it's somewhere in here, it's so little, I'll find it later when I dump my purse out. Yeah, guys, give yourselves a toxically masculine hand. Let me give you, strong J, yes, be glad you exist. See, you're the reason why men looked at the moon and said, I want to go colonize it. I want to see what's up there. I want to find out if there's anybody else out in the real, in the universe. You're the reason that we got smartphones, semiconductors, the internet. Women aren't that curious. And no offense, ladies, you've done many, many other much more beautiful things than men have done. That's okay. It all counts. You, by the way, do you know how that man got inspired to invent that system that, you know, the watch that we now look at as a Dick Tracy watch? You know how men got inspired to do things like that? Because of you women. Some dude went, man, one of these days I want to take my phone And babe, when you're thousands of miles away, I want to be able to look at my phone and still speak to you and go, hey, honey, how are you? And she's like, you go do that, my man. I love you. If you invent that, I'll marry you. And he's like, I'm going to go invent that. And then they said, somebody said, yell, get a room, people. But the guy did it because he's in pursuit of a woman. He did. You know why you have that little voice messaging thing on your phone? And you go, hey, honey, how you doing? Yeah. You want to know why that got invented? Some guy said, would love to hear your voice when you're not with me, sweetie. So he invented it. But he was inspired by a woman. So see, it all works together. The woman inspires the dude, and the dude goes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that for you, honey. That is the nature of things. And occasionally some woman will go, you know, I'd like to do something for my honey. And she invents something pretty cool. But let me just say this. The majority of invention is going to come from dudes because we are always trying to satisfy a woman. Get closer to him. Figure him out. That's why, let me just say, be a dad. Be a guy that has daughters, or you want to train your sons. When you're a guy, that testosterone gets in you, because if you have a daughter, then every guy that comes over, he's like, are you good enough for my daughter? Men that have daughters, that's what keeps their testosterone built for a long time. They're like, I got to stay strong so I can protect my little girl. You know why men who have sons have it? Because their boys will be like, your dad, yeah, I'm going to outrun you I'm going to outrun you when I'm 8 years old. And your dad goes, oh, boy, you'll be 40 before you can outrun me. And then he gets competitive and he keeps his testosterone going. And we pass it down. And young girls go, I want a man with testosterone. I want a man like my daddy. She doesn't want a man like her daddy, who's a male hyena, who's a eunuch, who's a chump, who unscrews his naughty bits and puts it on the mantle when he gets home. He can only be a man outside of the house. He can't be a man in his home. He's already got a man in his woman. And I don't know what her pronouns are, but you get what I'm saying. Even though they can't define woman on the left. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I'm just breaking it down for you. I'm telling you guys, be happy, be toxic. I love you for it, you handsome devils. And if you're a lady and your man is listening to this program right now, go over and give him a kiss. Tell him, a kiss from Kevin. No, not me, you know, even though my favorite shirt is, I ain't gay, but $20 is $20. But go give him a female kiss and let him know you appreciate his toxic masculinity, that you understand it. You endorse it. I approve this message. Say that to him, ladies. Oh, my goodness. That's right, boy. Beautiful audience, full of beautiful people. I'm going to get to you ladies. I'm going to have to do it when we get back, but we got a lot to talk about. But I'm going to make sure that you understand who you are. And by the way, in case you're wondering, this is the type of stuff we talk about on the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. When we come back, I'm going to give you some more info about it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Real men is what I talked about earlier. There is no such thing as a real man on the left. I don't care how tough, how bad he thinks he is. Whatever, you little wimp. You wuss. That's what we used to call him in military school. You're a wuss. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm talking about real men, conservative men. You don't need to put conservative in front of men. When you say men, you are talking about Christian conservative men. Onward, Christian soldiers! Marching off to war. You are in constant war. You're in constant war with the idiots on the left. These are the people who breed bad kids. These are the people who raise bad kids. These are the people that raise Black Lives Matter kids, Antifa kids. The majority of kids in prison are raised by leftists. The people committing crimes against you are raised by leftists. And real men, we look, I'm not going to tell you we're free of it. We can't have kids that do bad things or whatever. We do. We're all human beings, fallible, not even worthy of the grace that God gives us. But that's okay. You know, because you work hard at it and you have a moral core. That's what men bring. And you know what, fellas? You bring fatherhood. You're not baby daddies. You bring fatherhood to the equation. That's a very different thing. Good for you. I'm proud to be among you. We're not perfect. Holy cow, man. Don't even get me talking about my family. I got my boys are, they do good, great things and they do bad things. I don't mean, I'm saying, you know, in terms of the family dynamic. You know, get mad at you for something. You're like, what are you mad at me for? They don't even understand it. But you deal with it. That's okay. We deal with our problems. As we say in the vernacular, you handle your scandal. But I want to talk about the ladies for just a bit. I want you ladies to take a big whiff of the pheromones if you happen to be in a room with your man. That smell makes up part of the sexy elixir of the American spirit. See, the American spirit is a potion. And it takes male pheromones to make up that part of it. We give it the musky content. But what about you amazing conservative women, the real women of America? Look at what you do. Thank you for demonstrating to leftist women what it means to be the cradle of civilization. And thank you for giving life to everyone that is listening to my voice. Because without you, they are not hearing me. Without you, I'm not speaking into this microphone. God bless my mother, who probably would have, in today's time, aborted me because she found out she was pregnant with another baby only months after giving birth to my older brother, Kurt. And she was married to a deadbeat who is my dad, my biological father. And thank goodness, thank God, that there is a God up above who said, Kevin, I'm not going to let you be raised by him and some of the people that have influenced him. I'm going to put you with people who give a crap. You're going to live with your maternal grandparents when your mother died. That's what God did for me. And that's the reason why we help so many kids find their forever families, because we understand the importance of that. And that's the reason why you as conservatives support these kids. You support us. We have at-risk programs right now going for helping these kids of single moms get their kids into the right colleges, not these indoctrination centers, but to Hillsdale and to Regent and Liberty. And then those that we don't think need to go to college, we're getting them into correspondence, into trade schools. They're learning to be mechanics and things like this. We are making a difference one child at a time. And people can scoff. I don't have the budget of TPUSA, but already we've got two kids in our program, two more that will be entering the program this week. And every single day somebody says, Kevin, we're going to bring a kid in. We want to give you the money to bring a kid in. $1,250 and you can change the trajectory of a kid's life forever. How do I know? I'm one of those kids. So you ladies, thank you. Thank you for finding good men who want to be a father to their children. I'm not saying you stayed with them. You might have gotten divorced because for whatever circumstances. But you know what? The guy still stayed in touch. And the next guy you found, he was ready to step up and do his part. Because that's what men do. Again, I don't need to put conservative in front of men. You amazing conservative women. Yep. Without your loving spirit, none of us would be here. Thank you, Jesus. So I look at you when I speak to conservative women all the time, and I remind them of their beauty. You know, because look, let me explain. Women, you have the same concerns about aging and, you know, are you still pretty, things like this. Does your husband still appreciate you and all this? And yes, he does, but you got to work at it. Don't take it lightly. Hit the gym a little bit. Watch what you eat. You know, do some other things. Let the man know you still care. But let me say this. Your man cares more about your inside than he does your outside. I promise you he does. If he's been with you, if he selected you, he still sees you with those googly eyes that he saw when he first met you and you guys fell in love. Because that's what conservative men think. That's how they think. I'm not telling you we're perfect. We're not. We're completely fallible. And I'll say it again. Unworthy of the grace of God. But we try. We work hard at it. And you know what? Relationships are tough. Business situations are tough. Dealing with your children is tough. All of it. It's all tough. But you have a rule book. You have a guidebook and you follow it. Some of us follow it more than others. Some of us really follow that guidebook known as the Bible. Some of you follow the guidebook known as the Constitution, and you just look at it and you understand it and you apply it to your lives, and you understand even how to apply it to all the other things, because in the Constitution are these principles: life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, treating people, you know, with respect. Read it. You can see in between the lines how these very learned men wrote this in such a way that it applied not only to how government works, it applies to how you think. So I want, again, these gorgeous women that, I mean, I can't describe to you how great I feel when I think about conservative women. I was at an event the other day. There were probably 150 people there. I am seated, and all these women came. Kevin, you were such a joy. And they had these big, beautiful smiles on their faces. And I think about how the left wants me to believe these are evil women. Evil that want to protect life. They want to protect black babies, and they're coming up to me. And you know, they got the look in their eye like, boy, I sure wish you were my son. And some of them want me to be their boyfriend. I know. I know. I don't blame you, ladies. That's that toxic masculinity I exude. So let me just say this. As I said when I introduced this hour, this segment, I'm so happy to be amongst conservatives. I'm so glad that you survived climate change. You survived, if you live in a city, you survived the gauntlet of leftism that allowed you to live another day. Because let's face it, you're lucky if you live in a city that you live another day. And whatever the next or biggest existential threat you face, like the conservative white male, but I'm just glad you're here.
Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate approved a $280 billion bill to boost scientific research and the U.S. semiconductor industry, sending the legislation to the House, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised quick action. Fears of a recession rise as the United States waits a second quarter report on GDP. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the time has come for President Biden to take accountability.
The first step to fixing any kind of crisis is to first admit the crisis, admit the problem that he's created, and he won't do it. Joe Biden won't look the American people in the eye and admit that his programs have failed.
The Louisiana Republican speaking at a press conference on Wednesday. The Fed Reserve announces a 0.75 percentage point interest rate hike. You're listening to USA Radio News. The president is back after recovering from a mild case of COVID.
Biden's physician Kevin O'Connor announced President Biden has twice tested negative for coronavirus and will discontinue the strict isolation measures. Biden will continue to wear a mask for 10 days when he's around others. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Prosecution testimony is apparently nearing an end in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Assistant State Attorney Michael Satz telling a judge Wednesday the state expects to wrap up its case against Cruz next week. The defense would then begin calling witnesses in the trial that's expected to last several more months. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people and wounding 17 others at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. The jury will decide if he gets the death penalty or life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today I'm paying homage to conservatism. That's right. The best people on the planet, the American conservatives. I am exalting men for their toxic masculinity. Conservative men. You don't have to put conservative in front of men. We are the only men on the planet. If you're anything other than a conservative man, then you are not a man. You are a boy. You are a child. You are a eunuch. You might as well put one of those things around your neck and let somebody drag you around like you're an animal. You've seen them in those dominatrix movies or whatever. Yeah, that kind of thing. That's what eunuch leftist finger quote men are. The leftist men are so unmanly, their women are more manly than they. That's true. I know lesbians who are more manly than leftist men. In fact, most the butch lesbians, you know who I'm talking about? The ones with the Marine Corps haircuts? Those lesbians, they are more manly than any man, any so-called leftist man. And I have to make a stress when I say leftist man. So you know I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about leftist men. Exactly, the emphasis. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network is how you can find out more about me and the team. And let me tell you, every dude on this team is a man. And every woman on this team is an amazing conservative woman. And I talked about the women. I talked about the women folk, too. You know why? Because they weren't screaming and hollering, as we say in the country, when Roe v. Wade was overturned. Why? Because conservative women, let me just put quitting conservative in front of any of this. When I talk about women, the only people who are women are conservative women. Hallelujah. You're preaching, Kev. That's what my producer like, you starting to preach. I know. I'm starting to preach. My brother said years ago, he says, hey, bro, he says, man, I see a preacher in you. I said, man, I ain't preaching. I'm not going to be a preacher. I'm not going back to get a degree in theology. My oldest brother has a PhD in theology. I ain't getting no degree in theology. I'll preach, though. I'll preach common sense. My grandmother called it mother wit. I didn't know what it was. She's like, that boy ain't got no mother wit. No mother wit sense. And I was like, mother wit? What's mother wit? But as I grew older, I figured out what she was saying, mother wit, meaning your mom imparted knowledge on you so you know game. You don't get game run on you. The one thing I can tell you, I'm very happy about my kids. They will not get game run on them because I explain game. And I explain it to you guys as if you were my children, if you were my little children. I explain it to you. I won't let anybody run game on you. I'm going to make sure you understand how the rules work. The movie we're making, Beyond the Mules, we explain why, how the Democrats did what they did. These suckers orchestrated. I mean, it was unbelievably good. The problem is they left a lot of gaping holes. And we know what they did. Anyway, I want to make sure you understand how much we appreciate you here at the Kevin Jackson Network. How important you are. In fact, I talked to my team over the weekend, and I said to them, hey, when we send out stuff, people need to understand that. Let me just say this. I realize how powerless you feel at times. I feel it, and I know I'm not powerless, but even with the little bit of notoriety that I've gotten, and it's fairly substantial, I feel powerless at times. I feel like, man, there's so much more we can do, we should do. And then I remember, hey, man, you got to give it up to God. You got to just say, hey, God will figure out what you need to do and when you need to do it. And he will give the things to you to do in his time. It isn't your, Kev, this is not your game to play. You are not the coach of this team. You're just one of the players. And God will use you as he sees fit. And let me tell you, look, I'm not trying to get all preachy here, but Albert, who sent us a lot of money, said to me, Kevin, he goes, I had this money sitting around, and he said, I asked God, what should I do with it? I didn't solicit him, and he says, he told me to send it to you. And I said, man, I'm so happy God was speaking to you in that moment. I wasn't even joking about it. So happy. Because he could have done whatever he wanted to do with it, and he took care of us. So, look, Albert's not a rich guy. I don't befriend people with the idea, oh, he's got money. I'll befriend them. You do what you want to do. But let me tell you, you're important. And you figure out what, I'm never going to, oh, you better do this, you need to do. Look, I will give you the things that we're doing. You make up your mind if we're worthy of your time and energy and whatever else. This isn't a ploy. I mean that sincerely. I've gone into my pocket month after month after month. I told my team, this year is our year. I know this to be true. I've had too many folks step in to do stuff to help us. The Borland family who sent us, I had one phone call. They said, Kevin, we will finance for you to get this movie started. And if you need more, let us know. You know, that comes from just living a good, righteous life and showing people we are going to deliver. And that's what you do. You deliver. I praise conservative men because you deliver. So many people depend on you, and you don't let them down. I'll never forget one of my buddies. He said to me, I said, where are you going? He had filed for bankruptcy. He's having issues. And it wasn't even his fault. It was his accountant's fault that made him have to file for bankruptcy. And he was scrounging to get money for this. He was working, you know, two jobs. I said, why are you working so hard? He said, I promised my wife. He goes, I was going to take her on this vacation. I said, surely she understands the situation. He said, surely she does. He goes, but KJ, you know me. I promised her I got to deliver. And I couldn't say another word. Because this dude who's like a brother to me, when we make promises to each other, you know what we do? We deliver. I knew there was no talking him out of it, and there was no reason to. He would have worked 50 jobs. He would have worked 24 hours a day as long as he could until he passed out. But guess what they did? They took that vacation to Alaska. And I remember thinking, man, he made that promise 10 years ago, and easily I know his wife would let him break it. And he says, I don't care if she'd let me break it. I ain't gonna break it. That's the kind of people I have in my life. Those are the kind of people. And I count you folks among them. So, look, I know that the left talks a lot of smack about conservatives. They call you names. But I say to you today, don't be dismayed by people who call you racist. These are the people that want to be so white they bleach their butts. They bleach their anuses. Then these hypocrites have the nerve to get a spray-on tan. See, that's the epitome of leftism. Publicly tanned, privately they bleach their anuses. And don't believe me. You don't have to believe me. Google it. And see, it's the rage in Hollywood. Yeah, among who? It ain't black women. It ain't Beyonce bleaching her anus. Now, I know, Kevin, this is not typical radio. But I'm just trying to be fun. I'm making a point with something that's legit, and it just turns out to be funny. So be it. So don't be dismayed. Don't be vexed. Don't be upset at all with what leftists do. Because I'm telling you, they wish they were you. Everybody that comes to this country wishes they were you. The people who dream of getting to America wish they were you. They don't want to trade places with leftists. Oh, I'm sure there's some of them that go, I would love to be JC. I would love to be Katy Perry. They would love it for a minute. And then they'd be done, because all the money in the world doesn't make Jay-Z's life better than yours. Doesn't make him better than you. Doesn't make his life better than yours. Doesn't make Beyonce any more pretty, because she isn't that pretty. Oh, she might have it on the outside, but I promise you, there's not a conservative man on the planet who wants to be married to Beyonce. You look at all these programs they got with these women. They got Botox. They got fake butts, fake this, you know, all kinds of stuff. I can tell you with certainty that you take a conservative guy. He looks at me. Oh, yep. You first glance, whoop, she's really pretty. And then the sanity hits his brain. The chemical that recognized her outward beauty goes, yeah, but. And you know what happens then? Sanity kicks in and says, who would want to maintain that? Who would want to have to get up and deal with all the... Forget your life. They say when you have children, that your life, as you know, is over. Marry a leftist woman, and the life that you know is over. It isn't some joint, a union or two become one, all the beautiful marriage vows. No. It is you start catering to that person's needs. End of story. And that's it. That's why I told you there are no men on the left. These are just guys that have sold their soul to the devil for something they think is beautiful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, white people. Well, I know there are people outside of white folks that watch the program, but quite frankly, we're all white, right? I know there are people, Kevin, how could we all be white? White is just, there's shades of white. There's eggshell, for example, there's alabaster, there's all these different shades of white. I looked it up one day. I was curious, how many whites can there be? Well, let's put it this way. I don't know how many white people there are in the world. Let's say there's about 800 million white folks. I don't think there's that many. But let's say there are. Because see, there's a lot more Chinese, a lot more Arabs, a lot more Africans than people realize.
a lot more Hispanics, Latinos, that type. White folks are actually a minority around the world, but you would think they were the majority to hear people talk about it. But I looked up all these different shades of white. It's amazing. Get a swath. Go get one of those color wheels and look at the number of shades of white. Now, look at the number of shades of, quote, black. There's only one, there's a pure white, an absolute white, so blinding you couldn't see, and there's a pure black that's so pitch black you could never see, but there are actually shades of black. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, if it's not jet black, if it's not pure black, then it's gray. Okay, well, aren't we really talking about a gray area? Because if it's not pure white, is it really white? And the truth of the matter is, we use these colors indiscriminately, but no, there's no true white person in the world in as much as there's no true black person. There are people all along the color wheel. Here's something that's going to blow your mind, not if you listen to the program, because I talk about it all the time. It's here at the Kevin Jackson Network. There are no two people in the world who are identically the same color. Not twins, triplets, quadruplets, centuplets, what comes after that? Quintuplets, sextuplets, none of them. Nobody's the same color. And I tell people this, I say it as a joke, but I'm not even really joking about it. You're not even the same color on your own body. Flip your arm up, it's different than the color of your arm when your arm is facing down. Flip your hand up, it's different than the color on the back. And I could go on. Yet, we spend so much time on color. You know what it's really all about? It's about culture. And black folks are like, man, y'all need to respect our culture. Well, we would respect black culture, but what is black culture? Is black culture something where all we do is lament our past as former slaves or something? Or can black culture be Arthur Ashe playing tennis? Can it be Tiger Woods playing golf? When I was growing up, the idea of black tennis players and black golfers was almost taboo. But it's a cultural thing. It has nothing to do with color. There are white people who are darker than the lightest black people. There are Latinos that are darker than some mid-level, mid-color black folks. If it's about color, then why don't we look at some of these Aztec and these Indian-looking Mexicans and say, hey, look at these black dudes right here. We don't do that. They're still considered Latino. They're considered something else. I know Cubans and Dominicans that look as black as any Negro I know. I mean, but we call them Cubanos and Dominicans. But they're black for all intents and purposes, darker than many of these black folks that pass. We call it passing when you can pass for being non-black. You can technically be white. And there are many of these blacks that are passing. The Rachel Dolezal frauds. Jussie Smollett, half white. You'd never guess it the way he acts. Colin Kaepernick, half Italian. Right? These blacks that are complaining. And, you know, are mostly mulattoes. The people that started BLM, the girl that started 1619, mulattoes, half white, hate their white culture. But Tiger Woods, who knows he's black and Asian, he says, no, look, I'm black. My dad was black. My mother was Asian, but I'm multiple things. And he has a word for all the different things that he is. But here's what he's not. He isn't complaining. He's not saying, the white man didn't let me become the best golfer in the world. The white man had nothing that they could do to stop this kid. He was the Jack Johnson of golf. Bring me another white man. Just beating him up on the golf course. This discussion is why we did the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. And I brought on that tour with me two bad white boys, Tim Wilkins and Brad Stein. Brad is known as God's Comic. And boy, can he sing some Negro spirituals. I tell you what. And Tim Wilkins, I don't know if you guys know it, but Tim opened for Saget before he died. But if Tim wanted to be one of the top comedians in the country, he could have been. He just married himself a rich wife. Tim said, if I forget how he put it, but because his wife is wealthy. But he made a joke about it. I forget how he put it, but it was hysterical. I got to remember that. It was a good quip. But yeah, this tour is for gun-toting, Bible-thumping, beer-drinking, America flag-waving, beautiful people of all colors. And here's what's interesting. Call yourselves what you want. You can be all white. You can be all black. It doesn't matter. It's an arbitrary thing. And what we should be discussing is black, white, gay, straight, male, female, Jew, Gentile, you name it, because none of it matters. It's all fair game. It's things we should be having fun discussing. I joke with the audience when I open and ask them how many, you know, how many of you just didn't bring a black person with you? I mean, because these audiences are majority white, but we should be able to have fun about that. I joke about the LGBT, NAAC, IUD, FBI, HPV, NSA, WTFQ. I joke about them. Why? Because we should be able to joke about them. I love gay people. I don't love them in that loving way, in that carnal way, but I love them. I love them as human beings. I don't care if they're jacked up and want to sleep with one another. I think it's weird. It's a complete freaky. But, you know, if you're attracted to another dude, it's on you. I don't really care. Now, I can understand the girls a little bit more because, see, I'm attracted to girls. So I understand why women would be attracted. I can look at a woman and go, I see what you see in her. But I don't do it for a dude. Oh, my goodness, man. I just tell you what, if you want to have some fun, come see a show. Here's the way I would describe the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. If it were a food, it would be loaded with gluten, MSG, saturated fats, red meat, cooked with butter and lard, served with a 64-ounce soda with a side of bacon-wrapped french fries. You get what I'm saying? It would be everything that you aren't supposed to eat, everything you aren't even supposed to think about eating. That's what it is. That's the way I would describe it. Not a safe zone. No cry closets for fat sissies or even skinny sissies. Gay sissies, straight sissies, male sissies, female sissies, Jew, Gentile, or Muslim sissies. No sissies allowed. I want people to get a feel. And by the way, this is what we're bringing to Tampa. This is what we're bringing around the country, Mar-a-Lago and others. And we're going to get this tour financed because, see, folks, this is about your First Amendment rights. This will go down in the annals of history at some point of somebody fighting back. So I'm going to tell you, I refuse to allow you to be guilted by pretentious white leftists who call you racist. I refuse to allow you to be guilted by pretentious white leftists who call you homophobic and all these other things. In fact, I'll tell you this. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Conservatives can be homosexuals. They can be all that spectrum of the LGBTQ I mentioned a few minutes ago. All of it. You can be all colors of the rainbow. The tie that binds you together is your humanity, that you focus on people's humanity and not their idiosyncrasies, not their little peccadilloes. And that's what the left do. And that's why they single us out. And then they single us out and then they tell us, don't you talk about it. The only thing you can talk about is what we tell you to talk about and how we tell you to talk about it. I joke, I'd rather be caught butt naked in bed with a sheep than admit that I'm a leftist who voted for Joe Biden. By the way, a male sheep. I want nothing to do with leftism. And what I wanted to do when I started this comedy thing, which, I mean, I've been doing comedy for a long time, but I'm saying when it came to the fore, and this was years ago when we did the reparations comedy tour, is I wanted people to have something that they could rally around. And they remember the funny things that we talk about when I talk about being, you know, a free-range Negro. People come up to me all the time, Kevin, free-range Negro. That's funny. Because it is funny. I'm not held to any kind of standard on blackness. I'm black. I know I'm black. I'm black. I love golf. I love piano. I don't listen to, quote, black music. I like folk. I like James Taylor and Kenny Loggins, people like that. And that's not typical black, but there is no typical black. So here's the thing. If you love comedy, you love your First Amendment rights, I want to challenge you to help us out. Get us out there. We're going to be in Tampa soon. We're going to be in North Carolina and a few other places. Go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and you'll find out more about what we're doing. Comedy changes people.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.